Board of Selectmen. The meeting is a public proceeding and is being recorded. The agenda is subject to change without notice.
April 5th, 2021.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all.
Yep, I make a motion we go to an executive session one. Go with the title.
Yep,
okay. Gonna go over Title 1 MRSA 4056E and Title 1 MRSA 4056A.
For the reason,
consultation with legal counsel and personnel.
I'll second that.
All is in favor? Good.
Can you give one moment to go?
Yeah.
Back?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't name all the people that are in the room extra. Okay. Supposed to do that, right?
We're still live, so go ahead.
Yeah, so Michelle Phyllis said he'll be here and Laurie Bosco.
Okay.
So we're out.
Start it up.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, Laurie, if you want to tell everybody, then come in.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, open session.
The hospital.
Can we get epic? You want to go mine, Bill?
Bring your agenda,
all right.
When you get to it, you get to it.
All right.
Do you snore?
Yeah.
Particular special offers and presentations. So we'll go on to agenda item 3 for the 5 minutes of input.
You're going to fill one in?
I'll get you one.
I have, from Live and Happening, some people have been talking about speed limits around town and having problems please respond to speeders, and like, I think we've all seen it on the roads. So someone had mentioned asking about, I guess you're supposed to have some kind of speed limit sign that was supposed to, you know what I'm talking about? Last I knew was like waiting for someone to train on it. Is that what it?
Trailer.
A trailer. Okay. So people were asking about that because I was wondering how, and of course I don't know how that would slow people down.
It's being built.
It's being built, a trailer for that. But that's something that's just flashing sign is not necessarily a reporting system.
Well, it does do statistics.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yes. So it would show how fast people are going on certain roads as you move it around to certain areas that right. people could complain there's some issues with speeding.
And you can set it up what they call stealth mode.
Okay.
So that it's just sitting there and it looks like it's not turned on. And it still can record and do all that.
And that's something that's data you could give effective. To the police department right. or to whoever would be.
Yes, when you go to complain, it can be like.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have actively discussed that in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, because there's been a lot of close calls. There's a lot of scary accidents around here, too.
It's like a lock on your house. It keeps the honest on.
Yeah.
It is a quick reminder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you don't know if there's a camera on there or not. You don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
They do.
Thank you.
They do go to work. They work a little bit. They got to slow some people down.
Great.
Thank
you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Is that me?
Yeah, it's you.
Can you say, get your buddy?
Don't make me cry.
No.
If you trip.
So, I'm not sure if everybody knows or if you guys know, but I acquired the Pleasant School. And I'm going to be coming before the board to discuss contract zoning. Want to put some housing in the rear of the building and potentially have the school for professional building, you know, professional uses or other housing. The one thing is I have done a lot of inspection on all the information that's been provided by the town over the years. And it's clear that a lot of work, a lot of money, a lot of effort was put into that school. And before I go down this road, would the board be interested in talking or putting it out to the town to see if they wanted to reacquire the building for a town hall before I do something else with it? I still want to do housing in the back, but to put it out there to see if there's interest in doing that, because, you know, the more I go through there, the more it screams to me, town property, town hall, town whatever. But I just want to make sure. I know you guys did a lot of work on it. It's back in my hands. You know, I'm looking into housing, I'm looking into professional spaces, but as the school, as a building, I think it's worthy of at least asking the question.
Yep.
Any questions for me?
Well, at this point, I'm sure they'll come up.
When we went through that the first time, you've probably got all the information that came. The time we were looking at it, going to be in the area of like around $1 million. Building costs now and everything, man.
I think the issue is, as I'm looking through the plans that, you know, was done, the engineering, that was a Cadillac for sure, or a Rolls Royce.
Well, a lot of it was municipal requirements. You know, one of the things I questioned at the time, was the engineering report that said they had to do a lot of structure in the roof.
Did you see how much structure?
Yeah. Well, here the argument was the design, as it was built, was it was supposed to heat and shed some.
Yep.
But no amount of sand. There's been no heat over 40 degrees in there for 20 years. The snow ain't melted off. We haven't been doing that. It's been fine.
Have you ever been up there?
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's amazing.
It's hardwood and full cut. And that was my other question, was when you ran your program on that, was it full dimension and oak lumber? Oh, yes, it was. Now, the other thing is, in that estimate, it's got decent windows now, because that was part of the...
Windows, roof?
Windows and roof, yes.
Abatement?
Yeah.
The tank is out of the ground?
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys want to come take a look at it one last time, that's fine by me. I'm just putting it out there.
I think we need to discuss it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And consider asking the town if they want to relook at it. Absolutely.
I mean, the building's in great shape.
Oh, it is. It is. Like physically and all that, yeah. You know, if this was 4 years ago, I'd be all over it. And this is just me talking. Mm-hmm. But, man, right now, it would scare me to death. I mean, but I'm just one guy.
Okay.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there any other public input from anybody before we go on to the mail? From the code officer, there's an email from somebody asking about changing the zoning on a residential lot. And from what I got from Patty today is that they have a second one that didn't make it in time to go on the agenda. So if we push that off till next meeting, we can look at both of them and move with that.
That comes before us.
It was just to make us aware of it so we know what's
okay.
going on.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so you know that there's a public hearing Wednesday? Yep, okay.
Wednesday. No, we don't, so.
No?
No.
It's Zoning Board of Appeals.
Oh.
Has a hearing on Wednesday.
Next Wednesday?
This Wednesday. I believe.
No, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
So you give me a heart attack there. Because like, I have to do it.
There are also some zoning violations that are being attended to by code enforcement, just to let you know what's there. Okay, so next section is to sign the warrants. So we have a payroll warrant number. Oh, I'm sorry, wait a minute, I skipped one thing. The minutes of the regular meeting from March 15th.
About the blanks, Bill.
Oh, you are correct. I'm sorry. Okay, I think everybody's familiar with the Shore Road issue with drainage with Steve Austin, and he's just bringing it up again, wanting to know what we're going to do about it, and so I'm making you aware of it so we can decide what needs to be done and when we're going to be able to get it done. A lot of the issue has been resolved earlier this winter when we opened up that culvert. I say we. Brad opened up the culvert. I watched. And that made a big difference on the water drainage. There's another person that has a complaint that he was told his taxes were going to go down today. Nothing's happened. Wants to know what we're going to do about it. That's all I have for complaints. We got other things with, like Williams Road, that's coming up. Any questions on any of those? Actually, Lori, you've got here the Williams Road. I didn't see that on paper.
No, that was just something Jeanette told me.
Okay, Williams Road is the trees.
Okay. Yeah, those three dead ones.
All right.
So yeah, I don't have particulars on it at all.
What's that?
I don't have any particulars on it. I don't know what's going on. That's all. She said that there was tree work.
Somebody called it in.
I don't have it. They didn't call me.
I don't know who.
Did that go to you, Morris?
No.
Wow.
You know who that went to? Davey.
Oh, yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. Davey's the one that called me that night.
Yes, Davey did. He called me.
That went to Davey.
Wait, you want to explain to the board what it...
There's three dead trees just before you crest down the hill out of town on the right-hand side, and they are extremely rotten. There's already one big branch that's broken off that we pushed to the side of the road, but they need to come down. They're not real big, but they're big enough if they fall, they're going to do damage to something or somebody. And they've been dead for quite some time. This didn't just happen, but...
Okay.
And he has them marked also.
All right.
There's red ribbon around them, so if anybody wants to lay their eyes on them.
All right. I think we're going to actually address more of that a little bit later on here. I believe. Is there any questions?
Yeah, what's the next step we're going to do for Steve Austin?
Brad, why don't you explain that?
A ditch needs to be dug, Dave, because over the years it's all filled in, coming
who's
down around
who's
the corner.
Cost, though?
What's that?
Whose cost?
Whose what?
Cost.
Who's cost? Ours. It's our...
We're down road.
It's our road. Yeah, it's our ditch. Just filled in over the years. So the water doesn't have a chance to make it to the ditch now. It runs down the side of the pavement, bypasses that culvert, goes across the paved road down into Steve's yard.
Which is doing damage to his yard.
Yeah, so if it was re-ditched, now the water can go in a ditch, go in a culvert, cross onto the road, go down through the right-of-way.
See, part of the issue is the snow plowing and the sand. The sand's built up, the snow plow goes to the wing. It cuts the shoulder and fills in the ditch, and after a few years, it's fallen. So that's pretty much what's happened to it.
So is that something that we can expedite in any way? I mean, he's been waiting for quite a while.
We don't have any money.
Any money? Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. Look at that whole issue. We have money in there's three main accounts under roads. Am I correct? We have reconstruction, resurfacing, and road expense. Correct?
Reconstruction, paving, and
maintenance.
Road maintenance.
Yeah, you have resurfacing, yep.
Resurfacing, yeah, resurfacing, yeah. Yeah.
And but you have... Hang on, I got papers because I asked for this earlier today. So, my understanding is... this difficult for me to understand, but it is that in the roads budget overall, there's $229,000 left.
The only money that's a road maintenance issue, it gets to come out of road maintenance account. Now, whether you gentlemen have the right to transfer money from resurfacing and reconstruction to those accounts, I don't know. But if you do, you can do that. But
You gotta find the money somewhere to put in road maintenance, because that's where that money has to come out of.
Okay. Under the road account, Morris, it has the reconstruction, which comes under road expense. So that's a category, okay?
Right.
Then we have reconstruction, and we have resurfacing.
Right.
Okay. So, road expense is fixing that road.
No, that didn't work that way, Bill. That's a maintenance issue. It has to come out of maintenance.
Okay. I mean, if that's real, the way you feel, the way this budget's voted, we can't take from one to the other.
Have you checked with town transit? You can't do that? You can't transfer from...
If you say it fits in road expense, I understand what you're saying.
It doesn't fit in road expense. It fits in road maintenance. That's where it fits. This is a maintenance issue. It's not a reconstruction issue. It's not a paving issue.
I thought that budget was flat, the entire budget. That's what Jeanette told me a week ago.
No, not
what do you got for money? What do you got for money in the account, Bill?
Well, the number that I had earlier, I don't see here right now. But I was told there was $229,000 under the road accounts total.
Left?
No.
Left.
No.
No way.
No way. No way.
No way in hell.
No. No.
Okay.
I thought we were putting the money in the other two accounts.
We are.
Yeah. We've been watching that pretty tight.
Yeah. All right.
We didn't even know where. We don't even know where we get money to sweep.
We had a discussion tonight. But we didn't have money to sweep, and that's my fault that I wasn't paying attention to get down that low. I'll take that.
Did you get a chance to talk with the sweep at a
day? I didn't call. I haven't gone until we decided what to do tonight.
So okay. Do you want to share with the conversation you had with me earlier about calling?
Well, John and I had a discussion about calling him, see if we could do the sweeping and get paid after the 1st of July. But what I'm hearing here tonight, you got some other issues you're going to deal with. Looks to me like you may have to consider a special town meeting and take some money out of surplus to cover that account.
Yeah. We're going to have.
I mean, you got some trees you got to take care of, right?
Yeah.
You got this decision issue that. I know Steve Osterwald. Now, if you don't get on that, this will be here every day from now until the 4th of July.
We're not going to make it to the end of the year at the transfer station either. You're going to need a chunk of money for that. So, I mean you almost have to do a special town meeting.
I will ask again. I'll see where that goes. But I don't see the number here that I was looking at earlier, so... what I was looking at earlier said that there was overall $229,000.
I don't think there is. You're
okay, good. That's right. Well, I don't want to make a mistake.
No, I don't think there is. I don't think there is.
Yeah, okay.
We're good there.
Yeah, it is. Okay. All right. We shall go on. Minutes of the meeting for March 15th.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes March 15th.
All right, so Rusty makes a motion to accept the minutes. Was that you, Dave?
Yes, sir.
Dave seconded it. Is there any discussion? Comments? All those in favor? 5-0. Payroll warrant number 41 in the amount of $23,646.33.
Yes, okay. I make a motion to accept payroll warrant 41 in the amount of $23,646.33.
I will second. Seconded by Dave. Any more comments? All those in favor? 5-0. Payroll warrant number 42 in the amount of $15,401.37.
So moved.
Motion made by John.
Yeah, I'll second it.
Rusty seconds it. Any discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Payables warrant number 43 in the amount of $579,277.50.
I make the motion to accept payroll warrant 43 in the amount of $579,277.50.
Number for the school.
Yeah, it is.
80% taxes.
Seems a little lower than normal.
I'll second.
Seconded by Dave. Any more discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Okay, unfinished business. The flashing beacons for the Kennebunk Pond Road for the beach area. Dave, you did some stuff with that this week?
Yes, I talked to, missing his name. And we went back and forth. He does not believe that it's a candidate to do a study. Speed study. So he said to do your sides, get your sidewalk, do your the RRFBs. Maybe the thicker striping, and take a look and see how that does before they're going to get involved.
So what they're talking about the thicker striping is that in the beach area for about 300 feet to bring the sidelines in a little bit and do the hash marks down the side so that it kind of squeezes the road. They said that it works pretty good at getting people to slow down. The signs, the flashing crosswalk signs that they're looking to provide to us, and see how those things go before anything else would be done as far as changing things there. There's also $5,000 available in a grant from the state to fix the ends of the crosswalk so that a stable area that someone in a wheelchair can navigate, and a way to get off the road safely on a hard surface for handicapped people, that they would contribute, reimburse up to $5,000 for that, which is pretty good reimbursement.
What's the speed issue there?
Speed's posted at 35.
25.
It's 25.
There is an unofficial speed sign for 25. Somebody put up.
It's not a DOT sign.
It's not a DOT sign.
The yellow one. The yellow one is
not
a DOT
sign. No.
Does the average guy driving by there know that?
Probably not.
Well, I had one coming 60 miles an hour up the hill in front of the beach this morning, coming out of the driveway.
Yeah.
No, I mean around the corner, whipping 60, and because I was taking Ian to school.
Isn't that what you're talking about, Dave?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And they said that.
That's what they said. It's not going to stop speeders.
Right.
You know, I told them that. You know, I did talk to the state police, and they're just shorthanded, and
right.
With COVID, you know, it's not that it's not a priority. That's a wrong word, but they just can't do it right now.
Fire chief has trouble getting police to show up when he needs protection going in on a drug overdose at a patty. Mm-hmm. Can't even get cops for that. Correct.
Go ahead, Michelle.
The sheriffs, it was kind of fun. There was one morning, there was a sheriff parked across from the school entrance, and everyone was nice. Everyone was going 35 that morning. Do the sheriffs have a presence in town? Because I don't really understand how that works.
I spoke with the, I set the alarm off at the school over here. I showed up right away. Yeah, I believe it. So I started talking to him, and he had said that, it's a skeleton crew.
Oh, wow.
And it's the jurisdiction of the state police.
Okay.
Not sure.
So it looks pretty good that we're going to get those crosswalk signs. We'll probably get the assistance with the ends of the crosswalk. And probably can get reimbursed for the painting of the lines on the road and those types of things. So we're still going forward with that.
It's definitely a place to start. If you don't check them off, then those
will do it. Well, I think the flashing signs are good. That, I think their ideas on the painting on the road is very good. We just take it there. So
it makes sense.
Okay. The next item I was going to just leave till next week so we could finish looking at that in the meantime. The disaster mutual aid agreement with York County Emergency Management. Is that what you brought in?
That is what I brought in.
Does anybody have any questions on that? Or are you guys all set to go forward and sign that?
Yeah. I am. We covered at the budget meeting. You know, I basically spit back to them what you and I have been talking about. Maybe for people here, would you like Matt to give a quick overview?
I think that would be great. Just short?
Yeah, real short. So it's a mutual aid agreement between the municipalities in York County and York County EMA for whether it be a man-made or a natural disaster that the county EMA is going to operate in and we would provide resources to, the current one being the COVID-19 pandemic. It's nothing new. The Fire Commission actually signed pretty much the same document in 2013. However, they've made a change to this one. Because of the pandemic, they're looking for us to assist in staffing mass vaccination clinics around York County. And if we provide assistance to them to staff their clinics, then they will reimburse us off an invoice versus the previous way in the old MOU to be reimbursed was basically revolved around hazardous materials incidents and billing somebody who spilled the material and then recouping costs that way. But this is a streamlined way to be reimbursed for our services, is the difference in the MOU. So what I have is, last Monday, I was at Dayton and they signed it, but the thought was just to do one for the two communities covering the fire department. So that's the whole thing, and then we're Dayton signing on Monday.
How many signatures do you need?
It calls for all five. All right.
No
less. Dave, would this coincide with what you're working on? On Davis River College?
No.
No.
I haven't heard that, but
everybody got a chance to look at the code enforcement report? Mm-hmm. Just was wondering if there's any questions for you. One. Looks like she's been pretty busy. Application We have an application from Dave Dulong to be on the Town Hall Expansion Building Committee.
Accept his application.
Okay. John's made a motion, and Tom has seconded the motion. Any input from anybody? Okay, all those in favor? All those opposed?
I'll abstain.
Okay, so it's 3-1-0.
3-1-0
to pass it, to accept it.
You just abstained, though, right? So mm-hmm. There's one abstention?
Yep.
Okay. 3-1-1? Okay.
Yep. 3-1, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. The next item we have says rug repairs and maintenance line item status. But that goes on to the issue of street sweeping, the line.
Go to the next four items you got?
Yep, the line striping. There's two of those, one for crosswalks and one for the road striping. And then we have the tree work also on Williams Road. And then we have Old Kennebunk Road, which is cropped up as an issue of needing to be repaired.
I know it's a town road, and Brad and I have talked about it a little bit. I'd like to suggest maybe an approach we haven't done. We've got two houses, and then it goes down to Hisson. And the house down by Hisson, Hisson owns. 90% of the traffic and all the heavy traffic on that road is Hisson related. I know it's the town road. I know it's our responsibility legally. My suggestion would be, would the board consider drafting a letter to Hisson and asking them if they would consider providing the material to reconstruct that road? We do the labor, we do the grading, we do the compacting, we do everything else. It's a gravel road. I don't believe we've done a lot of maintenance work on it since we've been here. Just a suggestion, realize it's something we haven't done before, and obviously nothing they have to do. Morris, you and I talked about that too, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, you know, you covered pretty well what I said, but I'm going to tell you one more time. This is my last time I'm saying this, but this is my last time here. You guys need to pay that road. This is a bunch of baloney, not getting it. I don't care who's up in there. I don't care. If you pave that stinking road, you're done with it. Run 2.5 inches of pavement over that, just base. Get it paved, be done with it, and you'll never hear another thing about it. But you're going to have the same issue every stinking year that you guys are on the board.
Throw in Oscar Littlefield Road, too.
Yeah, throw in the Oscar Littlefield Road. I mean, the only two roads in town we got is the dirt road. And they both need to be paved. Be done with them. You know?
Yeah, they've been political football since I've been here.
I'm done here in June, and I've got no skin in this game anymore. But I'm telling you, you need to get that done. And I just don't understand why it's such a problem to get these two roads paid. I've been after this for the last 8-10 years to get those two roads paid. That's the only thing we got in town. And it just, I don't know. Just, I mean, like John's saying, if they throw in the gravel, now you get it graded right now. Correct me if I'm wrong, Brad. You jump right in.
Yeah,
you
don't be bad.
Get it graded up to grade. Get Brad and I looked at it. It needs some ditch work. It needs some slopes on the no crown on the road. There's no crown road, just completely flat. Get it crowned, get it ready for pavement. 1st of July, pave that thing, and then can be done with it. And that's my spiel on that one.
Yeah. 30, 40 loads?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
16 yards.
And if they don't do it, I'd still do it myself.
Right.
I mean, that's just, you know, I mean, you're reaching out to them, you know.
Well, it's an unusual cost.
I was talking to the gentleman this afternoon that lives in that first house, that 14. He said, years and years past, they've taken care of it. He doesn't know why they haven't this year. They've been pretty good about grading it and taking care of it, but they haven't this year.
Okay.
And I don't know why. I mean, it just.
It's also extremely wide. We might be able to get a grader and have pull some
of that in. Yeah, it's extremely wide.
And game.
But it doesn't need to be more than 22 feet.
Game material, just from what's there. I mean, that road's 35, 40 foot wide now.
Yeah. Dig it in.
Yeah.
So you could bring all that material back in, you know.
And you got to crown it aggressively.
Get Dayton over there, you know.
Get Dayton with a good operator. He's a good operator. Yeah, get him over there. Get him to shape it up.
Yeah. Roll it.
Roll it. And then be ready to pave it come the 1st of July.
Yeah.
Put some of your paving money over this year and get it done. No comment.
You're over my head. I mean,
we throw money year after year on these maintenance issues that we could correct with some black stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and be done with it.
And Oscar Littlefield Road.
Same way.
It's not a heavy, not a lot of heavy traffic, but your challenge is there. It's the road itself. It winds down in it. It curves. It's downhill. Unless you've got it properly crowned and pitched, you're flooding people.
And you power off every year. You're going to go back up there and do it again. Every year on that hill.
So did we accept that as a town road?
It's a town road.
Well, I realize what you said.
It's a town road just by read your road manual, Bill. It's a town road just by prescription. We've used it for so many years. We're never going to get out not using it. It's a town road.
So what do we
do? You can go this argument. It's not a town road. We never accepted a town road.
So what do we do with the owners that live down there that don't want it paved?
We can pave what's there because we've owned it long enough to be able to do that.
One of the issues they got hung up on last time we had a heavy discussion on this was the fact it's narrower. It's narrow. Okay, and that was that. That's the issue I believe everybody got hung up on.
We only had two people, John, right? We only had two people that got hung up on it.
At the end.
The gentleman at the end.
Yes.
The landscaper and Raymond Whitten.
Well,
two people that wouldn't sign, that would not sign the easement to go center line, 20 feet from the center line, existing road.
Yeah, and they're on the end, right?
Yeah. One is on the end, one's in the middle.
Yeah.
That's the only two we have.
Right.
But there's nothing to say that we can't pay what's there.
Right. And
not whining and not doing anything to it.
The rest of the story is enough of the guys that sat behind this table got hung up on the narrow issue. Okay? That's the rest of the story. So that's where you are on that one.
It'll never be wider, obviously. It is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah. What's there and be done with it.
Yeah.
Right.
So we aren't going up there and regrading that road every three or four times a year.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't care what you do, you aren't going to correct that.
Right.
Because the hill and stuff, and you're going to be up there regrading it. It's just
right. You're going to flatten it every winter to begin with.
That's right.
You're going to put sand on it, salt sand. You're going to dig your potholes deeper just by the virtue of the salt.
That's my spiel on that one, Bill. What else do you want?
Yeah. You're doing good.
That's pretty feisty tonight. We're going to go look at cows more often.
You
don't
want to take a boat down there, right?
Thank you for going.
So I want to go back to the sweeping and the striping, and I want to know what the board wants to do with it. I know there's not, it doesn't appear that there's funds to do it. How do we want to approach it? Go ahead.
I think the only way you can approach it is a special town meeting, because you've got to have one for your transfer station anyway. I think this is my opinion only. I'd go through the transfer station budget. I'd calculate that as near as we can and say, because of all the increased cost and everybody's being stuck home and we're going to run over, we need X number of dollars to get to June 30 on the transfer station. Yes, sir.
What is in the reserve account right now, John?
Nothing.
Which one?
In the transfer reserve.
Nothing.
We use every penny?
Yes, sir. Maybe 7,000, Morris. Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Not a lot. Okay. Then, again, I know I'm tight, but 11K to suite, is that what it is?
Yeah,
is that
the number? No, it's not that much, is it? I think, yeah, you're right.
But
the first year was 9,000. The first year was 9,000.
All right. I'd ask to let us sweep. I'd wait on the striping.
The striping you can do after 5th of July.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, that's what I would do. But that's, you know.
I'm going to ask tomorrow, see what funds are left in there, and then I'm going to see if, I already know my answer, we can't transfer between lines, so. If the road budget was...
We've been transferring between lines right along, because paving changed and went up, so you can transfer between lines. But last time I checked, we were actually, you know, just slightly in the red on that account.
All right, I'll check that tomorrow.
Yeah, please.
I'll see where we're at. All right. Okay.
Bill?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Just a quick question.
Yes.
With everything else because of COVID and everything, any idea what the price of asphalt is going to be? You know, we know all milling products have gone through the roof. It will always be $32 a sheet. Is there any idea when that's going to happen?
Yeah, when we put the roads budget together, we talked with Dayton, and they got us pretty well locked in.
Okay.
So, obviously, it all goes out to bid. Everybody's got a bid on it. But we needed something to build a budget with.
Yep.
So, good, you know.
Did it go up?
Yeah, well, I'll give you my spiel. Everybody's sick of hearing. 8 years ago, my first year on the board, we did a total reconstruction on Day Road. Morris, $99 a foot. Then we went to Hill Road, $152 a foot 4 years ago. Then we went over to Walker Road, we're just under $300. Yes, sir, that's the way it's going.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay. I have on here an item for the salt shed to do the interior.
Yeah, could I? I'm sorry. Are we going to draft a letter and ask Hisson if they participate?
Oh, we can. Is that a motion?
Yeah, I move that we draft a letter and ask them if they participate with that. And now, oh boy, are we going to commit to paving that?
Yes.
I would.
I would. I would think you'd get a better response from them if you said you would.
It's a little more of an enticement.
So what would we be looking? So if they did the gravel and we did the paving, what will we be looking at for a cost?
I don't know. We'd have to get a price.
Have to measure it.
We'd have JJ's and go and measure it and get a price on it. I would just do base.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put service on it.
No.
Just put the base down two and a half.
Yeah,
I'm thinking if Hisson would put down the gravel, that would help.
That would help a lot.
Because it would, yeah.
I mean, then we can pay, even if we vote to pave it, but at least if they did that part of it.
And we could throw the grading and the compact in. Into the paving bid and put that out the bid and have somebody do it.
Right.
Yes.
It's a one-item thing.
Yeah, because they could tailgate their
gravel. Oh yeah, they put the gravel at the same time we yeah. Put it right in, put it right in the bid. Then whoever gets the contract has got to be responsible for fine grading, getting ready for pavement, right? It wasn't apply the gravel. You get ready for graving, pavement, and do it that way.
So do you know what you need to worry for a lot?
Well, that just sounded like two different things. Morris just said that it's...
Yeah, we modify.
Either you put it in as one, or you ask for
well, that's
material.
Well, exactly, because we haven't voted if we're going to pave it. We can write him a letter, or we can take, or however we do it. If we're going to write a letter, I'd like it. I'd like all of us to sign it.
So what if we asked Hisong to supply the gravel and crown the road, and then we would take it from there if it passes in the budget?
I think all they're going to want to do is tailgate it.
They have no way to grade it. Yeah. Just a loader.
Yeah,
they don't have a grader.
They don't have a grader. But if they tailgated it, you could go right in with a grader.
Oh, yeah. It costs less to tailgate it than it would be to have Dayton go in there and try to pull all the shoulders in. Because they're working with new material instead of cutting.
Right.
So it goes quicker.
Yeah, and that other stuff's going to be contaminated anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You got that written down?
You haven't told me if you're going to vote, and I'm going to have a commitment that we're going to pave it.
Well, we're not going to have a commitment until June 8th.
That's my thought. How are we going to commit on paying?
Well, unless your payment budget doesn't pass.
That's what you would say. That's exactly right.
Contingent.
That would be contingent on that. Yeah. And why don't we come back with a solid, why don't we measure the paving? See what kind of numbers we're looking at, right? We've got a budget meeting every 10 minutes. So, well, just hear me out. If you posted it as a budget workshop / meeting to discuss, we could vote on it. We could vote on that issue. You know what I'm saying? So we could do that. So within a few days here, by your next budget meeting, we could have something firm and have an answer. And that would make a lot of sense to me. If it does, you guys. You guys going to make me say that again for a motion? I will do it officially. I move that.
So what are we going to write? What are we going to ask Hisong to do?
We're going
to
ask Hisong to tailgate us. How many yards of gravel?
All necessary.
Yeah, all necessary. All necessary.
600. Yeah. That'd be funny. I was going to say 650, yeah. But, you know, 600 yards of gravel. And they do that. We feel we would be able to afford budget passing. We do the grading, the compacting, and we would pave that road this season. We make the first one we pave. Man, you got to put together an IRA.
Well, you can put it right in your paving contract. Maybe you put up
right, but you got to get that out to bid. And if we're going to get something done in July, it ought to have been out to bid yesterday.
Well, you got a year to do it, John. It doesn't need to be
July.
It can be August or September.
So we're going to make them bounce through the way it is?
No, I mean, but you get it done as quick as you can, but I mean, it's not...
No, I mean, I don't care how whatever works.
We can always take care of the front of House 14.
Yeah, I mean let Brad, what would you
say? To take care of that.
Yeah, let's take care of that real quick.
If they choose to drive their trucks across that, that's their prerogative. If they want to put some down and grade it with their loader, which they do on the upper end,
You
know.
Most of the bottles in front of that house.
I'm sorry, Lawrence.
Most of the bottles in front of that
house. They are.
Yeah. But you're right. I was down there. The whole road's hogged.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me. What do you guys want to do?
I would move that we get prices and numbers and make sure it's palatable to this board. And then when everybody decides it is palatable after they see everything, then I would suggest we approach Hassan to donate the material.
That's a motion. So
that's a motion.
Tom seconds that. Any input? Comments? Questions? All in favor? 5-0. Passes to go.
That was almost painful.
Where was that? All right, salt shed, repairing the inside of it, sealing it up. The question here is, we're going to take that out of the capital improvement fund, and we're going to get that done right away.
All we're going to do is vote on it.
We need to vote on it. So is there a motion?
I move that we take the money out of the capital improvement fund and repair the salt shed, and I also recommend that the money we take is a total estimate that includes putting an excavator in the salt shed, piling it all up to the middle so it don't go outside. And the other part is, oh God, everybody's going to hate me. If you go in the salt shed where it goes down the side, you will see where the load has got into it a lot. And I would... And it was a good education because the first, 12, 20 feet of that building, the lining is perfect. It stood all this time. Now, admittedly, not a lot of material piled up against it, but the loader didn't get into it. There's a number of ways to fix it so the loader don't get into it. They're trying to scrape their walls, all right? You pour a little cement so it tips on the edge a little bit so the wheel of the loader tips, or run a curb, whatever the least expense. We haven't. This has been a couple of us talking to see how do we fix this so it doesn't happen again. And this is the guy. We got $20,000 there. We ought to look at that, and we ought to be cocksure we're able to fix that and keep the loaders out of it. If you guys think that's a good idea, I mean, if you'd like to take, I suggest taking a ride up there, and maybe you can understand what I'm trying to explain to you. But what happens if you're on your loader and you're trying to get close to the wall? And it don't take much, you're chipping the cement. And if you had a way to space it out a little bit, like on just so that either the machine's tipping or you've got some type of cement.
If you put a 12-inch wide by 2-foot tall curb.
Yeah.
Pour it up against existing wall.
Either way.
The loader can only get within 2 feet.
Yeah.
The salt and sand, of course, is always going to fall down, but that bucket, no matter what they do, is never going to touch the wall.
Yeah,
and that's what's done the damage over the years.
Right.
You keep the bucket away from the walls, our walls will last.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that doing? You're just going to blow the curb apart, aren't you?
No, not if you pour 5,000 PSI, put some rebar in it, just like a regular curb, Dave, you know? Because it's got back, and it's got a solid concrete wall against the back, so it can't move.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that salt shed's, 22, 23 years old?
Yeah, just to keep them out of it.
So. And they'll take care of the rebar problem as well. That's exposed, and the leaks, because water's starting to penetrate the wall. It's leaking in.
You better fix it. You better.
It's.
And that 20,000 might be enough to cover the cement too.
It could be.
But let's
look at it. I'll measure it.
Yeah, let's measure
just
that.
The length, just to see, you know.
Yeah, because we did. We thought we were well covered there, but we weren't gonna.
The unknown is a patching number. Remember, they told us that
right.
By the square foot. So
that's right.
Until the sands move, we don't know how much more damage is done
right,
behind
right.
The sand. So,
but if we could prevent some of that damage,
oh yeah,
you know, maybe I could be pushing.
It's just the sooner, Bill, that we get them on board and get them locked in, so that we're not pushed off till November. And now we can't really move it because we need it in there.
Yeah. Before
they get so slam busy.
But we could have that estimate real quick. And
we've got that estimate.
We have that estimate.
Well, no, the cement.
Oh, yeah. Cement. Yeah.
So we could put that together, right?
Yeah.
And that same budget meeting, budget workshop / meeting, we can include them two things and vote on it. It could be done within a few. We could have a sound vote in a couple of days.
Well,
whenever your next budget meeting is.
This says not to exceed 20,000. Is that what we're going to vote on?
We don't know. 20,000 was going to easily cover everything except that cement. We've been tossing this cement thing back and forth, and we.
Okay, so
I think we need numbers before we.
Yeah, let's get the cement
number. You want to table that for now?
Please, and then we. When you do your budget workshop, we'll have the cement number, and we'll be cocksure if that 20K will cover that.
Okay.
And if it won't,
so you need to make a motion to table it.
I move the table.
Tom seconds that. Is there any more discussion before we vote?
We can't.
All those in favor of tabling it? That's what I deserve. Okay. I want to back up a minute here. I missed the note here that was left for me, so I wouldn't miss this note. And it's on the Williams Road tree work. And the suggestion was that we could take that work out of the contingency fund. There's enough to cover that.
You're gonna have to expect to tell me to cover some of this other stuff, Bill.
Lump it all together.
Lump it all together.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't think any contingency fund.
I'm just asking. I just want to bring it up. All right.
And the other thing that might be helpful is, I should know, but I don't, just how long it takes to put a special town meeting together as far as posting and everything else you've got to do. Because,
3-4 weeks.
I think you're right.
21 days.
So we ought to be making some of this special town meeting decision right off. If that's what we're going to do.
Okay. Next item is a transfer station paving request.
That's the finish order.
To come out of the capital fund not to exceed $15,000.
Yeah, you can do that anytime.
Yeah, that's not
yeah.
time-sensitive, Bill.
The
only thing, I want to get the hill paved at some time. Because the hill gets, when they go down back, the hill gets getting chewed up. But that's not a critical issue.
Well, we're going to take it out of the capital reserve and get it done.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right. So
you want to wait to do after the 1st of July? You want to do it?
We've got money in the capital fund right now that's sitting there.
Well, you're going to put on a special town meeting and do this one too then?
No, because that money in the capital reserve fund is worth less every day.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's where the money's coming from, you're saying, right?
Yeah. And I
are you going to do it? What I'm asking you, John, is are you going to do it at the same time you have a special town meeting for this other stuff?
What I'm saying is that money's sitting there, and we can use it. We don't have to ask them for any more.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm one guy. That's
fine. No, that's fine. I've got a price on that. I can get a price for you. I've got a price on that.
We got a $15,000 estimate.
I know it, but we didn't
get anything.
That's not an exact price.
Do you want a solid price?
Well, now you guys want a solid price.
We could vote on it not to exceed 15 if you
want. Yeah, I mean, they'll more than cover it.
Yeah.
They'll more than cover it.
I move that we vote as written.
Give me a second.
Tom seconds that. Any discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. Thank you. We need to put together a report for the town report.
Isn't that the chairman's job?
Chairman's job.
Always there.
Oh, I'm getting picked on now.
In the interest of full disclosure, Nancy Brent wrote mine.
Oh, jeez. Laurie.
Laurie.
I started.
Hi, Laurie. She's already writing.
All right. We have an Ed McDonald Safety Enhancement Grant, deadline of April 15th. What I really need is somebody that can come in and look at that and take care of it so we can get it out and see what we can get for that.
What is that about?
It's
something you can use for the transfer station.
I believe that you can buy equipment if you have a need for something or anything along that
grant.
Line.
For up there?
Well, it qualifies for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any volunteers?
It's deadline of April 15th. You said that, right?
Yes, okay. I did, yeah.
So, yeah.
That's next week.
Next week.
Yeah. Okay. Town Hall message board out front is sadly collapsing.
Now, there's something else you could take out of capital improvement if you felt like it.
Well, we do have in town hall maintenance that is unexpended $8,000.
There you go.
Okay. So I need a motion.
We played with that 2-3 years ago. We couldn't even find anybody to do it. So I'm pretty well tapped out. But I mean,
what do you want to fix on it? What do you want to fix on it, John?
Replace basically.
It's rotting away. It needs to be replaced.
You might call Joe Dempsey. Joe's a pretty good captain that works for me at the transfer station. He's done stuff for you guys down there, boy, and like that.
I think he'd take it on.
He might. I will ask him this weekend.
Signs like you got.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what he got.
I don't know off the top of my head, but I can try and find out.
I don't know about 7 grand.
Yeah.
I thought that's what he gave for that sign. But you want me to ask Joe if he takes it on?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
You want a whole new complete sign?
Yeah.
Suppose if we get an LED board, it'd be a lot nicer. It'll change. Okay, so what do you want?
Let me go call him right now. I'm calling.
We need to research it to find out where our options are. Do we want George Moe to build a wooden one? Do we want electronics?
All right, so we'll put that off till next meeting and get some information. Okay, referendum questions for the warrant. For town meeting, Articles 5, 6, and 7. You should have that in your packets with the wording. So.
Now I got 7 numbers and I got 9 things. What does that mean?
It's in the packet.
Why is it 10?
Where is it? Where'd you find it?
So, from what I understand is the first page is what the article to vote on is, and it's going to make reference to what the full amendment is, will be posted with the warrant, and they'll be made available from the town clerk's office for anybody who wants to read the whole thing. It's basically a page for each one. they need this approved so that they can get the ballots printed. And there's three things. One is the zoning ordinance for the commercial design standards. And then the other one is on piers, docks, defining the words. And then the last one is an article defining what a dock is. Basically is a motion that is, if you like the way it's written, to accept it as written, so they can be incorporated into the ballot. Dave and seconded by Rusty to accept all three as written. Is there any discussion? Questions?
In case this doesn't explain doc, you can over Google it.
Yeah.
True. Commercial design standards. Designs, roof lines, materials, and heights. The front facade shall be designed to look like more than one building entrance when the facade is proposed to be greater than 50 feet in width. The relationship of the width of the building to the height of the front elevation shall be visually compatible with nearby building structures and open spaces. Maybe I'm missing something, but
on 111,
the powder coater body shop.
Over a powder coating?
This.
Yeah, that would affect that.
Yeah.
Well, if it was
was going to be built after this is accepted.
Right, no, it's not that.
Go back on.
But yeah, you know, to John's point, you know, it is a lot more expensive to construct.
Then I got no interest in it. That's me. I mean, I'll vote me. But that's I just can't support that.
Okay. Any more questions or input?
I think John is making a very good point.
All right. The other two, sorry I wasn't more prepared, gentlemen. Article 5, I got rid of that one. Now, Article 6, the way I'm reading it, to me, this is just a clarification and a definition. Is that the way you read that, Dave? Month 6?
Yes.
All right, I can live with that.
And I just want to show you. So, I mean, you're right, it would even affect that.
Right.
And that's a good looking building.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like it.
No, we have a motion. We have a motion and a second to accept all three.
So do you need to break them apart?
Well,
yeah.
I would like to ask one question.
Yep.
Okay. There was a public hearing on this. Where was everybody?
I think the language just needs to have a little leeway for the planning board.
Well, this is from the planning board.
I know.
We're going to be business friendly. We need to be business friendly. To me, that's not business friendly at all. Is that what you're thinking, Dave?
Well, I mean, your point is well taken for sure.
Yeah. Tom?
120.
I don't know where the rest of you guys are. And I mean, was the motion seconded?
Yes.
Now it's for discussion only, so you got to vote. Or the guy that made the motion can modify it.
The modification would be, this is actually a timely thing. We have to get it done, don't we?
Yes. This wording has to be to Polly by Friday to print on the ballots.
To me, there needs to be more than 10 minutes worth of work on this. Yeah, I'm fine. Wherever I did it, wherever it went.
But there was a public meeting.
Yeah. When was it?
It was the last 2 months. Since the beginning of the year.
It's not too long ago, and you guys got that background even before the public hearing. Patty was in talking about it. Michelle questioned it, actually, about the appearance.
Yeah, she brought it at last meeting. You guys had it, I just asked, but there was no specific, what they're seeing here wasn't on paper yet. But it was,
so this is the first time you've seen it flushed out?
I haven't seen that yet. I asked her what it meant, like in comparison, the dollar store in Kennebunk looks like
Exactly.
A cute little cottage.
Yep.
And here it looks like it belongs in the industrial district.
And that's where it's...
And that's all I was asking. Yeah, I'd like to bring it up so I had a more look to fit the town. There was no understanding of that coatings and stuff was brought up when she talked about it. It was just the look. But I don't know. I wasn't there for the planning board meeting. But that was the last time she
The actual
about
writing of the ordinance would have been at the public hearing anyway, right? People would have, it would have been, all you would have done is said, well, you know, we're going to voice concern. I mean, if this is the first time we're seeing the actual verbiage, wouldn't it matter if we went to the plan and went to the meeting or not?
Yeah,
so you got to either withdraw or change your motion, or we got to vote. One or the other. Why not?
Well, if we withdraw, it's going to go down in flames. They ain't going to make it on that.
That one's
yours. You can break it apart.
Yeah, we can do these two. Or I would. I mean, that's just me talking.
This is just for the June election, though? Could it go on for the...
Well, if they make a substantial change to it, it's going to have another public hearing.
Okay.
I don't think it needs a great thing, but a little lateral movement to it isn't going to
happen. Right, right. Or...
So, I guess I'll make a motion to modify my...
Do you want to just withdraw and then you withdraw your second and start again?
I withdraw my motion.
Okay. And Rusty withdrawing second,
sure.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, we'll withdraw to Rusty, whoever.
And we shall go with.
Yeah.
Article 6,
7.
And 7,
yeah.
As written.
Yeah, and that's 7 now. Worn the room out with discussion, so.
I didn't hear.
You didn't hear what?
I didn't hear what she said. I was reading. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
Made a motion for discussion. Article 6 and Article 7 as written.
Okay. And I seconded.
Yeah.
Is there any more discussion? All those in favor? 5-0. What do you want to do with the other article?
Send it back and then fix it.
Do we want to send it back with verbiage?
Well, I think we should look at it a little longer.
We don't have to do it tonight.
I already did the work.
Yeah, we can take it home and mark it up.
We have a budget meeting tomorrow night, so if you come back with your thoughts, maybe we can put that together then.
So there's no action on 5, right?
Right.
Okay. Correct. Okay. So that is the end of the regular meeting, and we get the privilege of going into executive session. So I need a motion for that, to end the meeting, and then to go into executive session.
I'm going to get
adjourned.
No. Nope. You got to make the motion to go to
executive session
first.
So. What are the numbers?
They're right on the bottom of the paper, very last line.
I move that we go into executive session pursuant to Title 1 MRSA 405-6A, Reason Personnel Matters.
Again, Tom seconds that. All in favor? Thank you. Sorry. Did you get that signed?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Good.
Sorry.
Yeah, no,
why are you sorry?